Hi, my name is Leslie.
Hi, my name is Jasmine, and today we're going to be talking about morality. First off, we're going to talk about moral character. The golden mean is the desirable middle between two extremes. One extreme is deficiency and the other is excess. We're going to be analyzing the virtue of fortitude. Fortitude is acting brave and confronting the situation appropriately. We're going to talk about three people who demonstrated deficiency, excess, and balance of virtues. For our vice deficiency, we chose President Eisenhower. We chose President Eisenhower because he thought that integration was a matter taken slowly. So when Little Rock 9 happened, he didn't want to take any action to help the kids. But until Senator Oliver chose to put the National Guard to become an obstacle so the kids wouldn't go to school, he finally understood that school should be integrated and that he was going to send military troops that did Normandy, the D-Day troops, to help the kids. For Vice Axis, we chose our current president, which is Donald Trump. We said he's a vice axis because he technically changed political parties in order to win. He was considered more of a Democrat than a Republican. He is more conservative about abortion, but yet talks horribly about women. So we feel like he's not done anything really good to do to have a virtue. And lastly, the person we chose in the middle, which is a virtue, we did President LBJ or Lyndon B. Johnson. And we said Lyndon B. Johnson because he provided Medicare, Medicaid, and welfare and Head Start, also known as the Great Society. But he also did bad things, like lie to his people. So that created, he did good and bad things that like equally balanced each other out.
Next up on part two, we're going to talk about the moral conscience and we're going to explain the id. Id is the source of all our desires driven by a need for pleasure. An example of the id would be in the movie Boss Baby as Ted Templeton. So when the boss baby arrives to the home of Tim's parents, he is presented as a new brother. He is a baby in a suit. This is a good example because it is represented as the baby. So technically, he will cry for his bottle or for his rattle or a change in diaper or for food. He cries for his needs, the best way to communicate as a baby. So now we're going to move on to the superego. The superego is the ego of another person imposed on our own to help control our id as we get older. Influenced by others, it's the source of our guilt and fear of punishment. An example of the superego would be in the movie John Q. John wants to give his heart to his son, but the doctor doesn't want to take his heart because he would die. And others are weighing in on whether he should give his son, Mike, his heart. This is a good example because the doctor is being pressured by everyone to do the heart transplant when he thinks it's unethical. But if he does the surgery, it could save the boy's life, although the father would die. And the doctor said he would feel guilty if he lets two people die instead of one because he doesn't want to do the surgery. So moving on to the conscious. The conscious is our deepest connection to God, which helps us judge what is good and to avoid evil. It reminds us to always do good, makes judgment on a particular choice, and helps shape our moral character when we listen or not. So an example of the conscience would be in the movie Kung Fu Panda 2. A little summary of it is that Po the Panda is fighting Shen the Peacock, but Po doesn't hurt or kill Shen, even when Shen killed Po's parents when he was a little panda. But instead, Po finds inner peace and knows that killing Shen won't bring his parents back. This is a good example because the conscience is represented in Kung Fu Panda 2 when Po the Panda knows that killing is wrong and he wouldn't hurt Shen even when Shen killed his parents when he was a little panda, or when currently Shen is hurting Po's friends and wants to kill them.
Another thing that we're going to talk about is the ego. The ego is the decision-making part of our mind. So an example of the ego would be on the Emperor's New Groove. Krang has a mission, and his mission is to do an action that is evil against Kuzco. So Krang throws Kuzco to a waterfall, which is really, really great. Like, really great. So when he sees that the waterfall would end up killing Krang, killing Kuzco, he starts regretting it. And this is a good example because his conscience doesn't let him. His inner self doesn't want to feel guilty about it, and he knows it's evil. Taking away a life is really bad. So this is why it's a good example of ego, because his decision-making part of his mind is telling him what is the right thing to do.
Next, we're going to be analyzing the virtue of justice. We would define this by saying that everyone and anyone will get what they deserve, including God.
So now we're going to talk a little bit more about Bai's efficiency, virtue, and Bai's access. So again, we're going to talk about presidents, because it's my favorite topic. And Bai's efficiency. We said President JFK. President John F. Kennedy was seen as a really good president. Even though he got assassinated at his late years as a president, he knew what was the right thing to do. But as a president itself, he was really slow on civil rights. When the first civil rights movement started happening, he really thought it was a communist movement, and he really did not pay attention to nothing. Until Martin Luther King did the Birmingham protest with children, that was the day that it sparked something in him, and he proposed the civil rights movement, but it was like technically kind of too late because then he got assassinated. So that was his vice deficiency, not having a belief about the people being equal. For virtue, we said President Obama. We said President Obama because he created Obamacare, and he reduced 50% of the homeless veterans. This is a great thing because these veterans have fought for our country. Now, additionally, we have DACA, and DACA helped 5 million people avoid deportation. And he also ended the war in Iraq, which is really, really, really good because, yeah. We're going to talk about Bai's access, and we're going to talk about President Andrew Jackson. So Andrew Jackson did this horrible thing called the Indian Removal Act. The Indian Removal Act removed the 5 civilized tribes from where their land was, that was given by the government in order to give it to white poor farmers. This is also known as the Trail of Tears, because many of the civilized tribes died because they had to walk all the way to Oklahoma in a cold winter, when they didn't have to do that because a Supreme Court case said that that land was theirs. But Andrew Jackson didn't care. Additionally, he killed the National Bank, creating the Panic of 1837, which was a really bad economic regression. And pet banks started technically killing our economy. So this is why Andrew Jackson had like a vice axis. Lastly, we're gonna also analyze the virtues of Jay Gatsby. Jay Gatsby is one of the main characters of The Great Gatsby. This book is influenced on the 1920s, and one of his virtues was that he loved Daisy. Like I said before, Jake Gatsby loves Daisy, even when Daisy doesn't choose him and he chooses Tom instead. Jake Gatsby has the virtue of fortitude because when he wants to escape with Daisy, even though Daisy is married, and also takes the blame for Daisy's criminal activity, which would be killing Myrtle, and that is like really bad because I don't know what I'm. Jake Gatsby's vices would be drinking alcohol excessively, and not admitting who murdered Myrtle, which was Daisy again, and his overspending on lavish parties to attract Daisy is really one of his like biggest vices. He lies about his past and about who his family is, and hang out relatively a lot with gangsters.
A moral character we chose is for Jake Gatsby is his bad moral character, because I would say he has more vices than virtues, and also because he has morally weak habits like drinking, lying, etc. I think his vices outweigh his virtues.
I mean, but Jake Gatsby was kind of really cute. But this would be the end of our morality podcast. Thank you for listening, and hit that subscribe button, even though it's not a channel.